Welcome back to PA Trench News, your independent news reporting of Southern PA. So in the last video, I left you with a little bit of a cliffhanger. I said that there was more to this story, and in this video, I will let you know exactly how I got to the information that I'm about to present. Whenever I investigate something, I always try to check both sides. So while I was reading that last motion, the complaint against the West Penn Police Department, I started researching Rachel Rossi because this person was accusing the West Penn Police Department. And here's where it gets a little fuzzy. And by a little fuzzy, I mean a little incestuous. And by a little fuzzy, I mean a little bit of a coincidence. This is a download of an article I found. I've been trying to download the information onto my computer so that I can redact it accordingly and not dox anybody. Because again, we are not going to be contacting any of the people reported on in this podcast. So the article is by the Republican Herald, and it says, Coaldale man charged with kidnapping, fleeing from police after suicide by cop attempt. State police at Schuylkill Haven have charged a Coaldale man with kidnapping a woman and fleeing from police during an incident Wednesday in Pine Grove Township, during which he allegedly attempted to die by suicide by cop. Andreas Riviera, 49. Coaldale man charged with kidnapping, fleeing from police after suicide by cop attempt. After unalive by cop attempt. State police at Schuylkill Haven have charged a Coaldale man with kidnapping a woman and fleeing from police during an incident Wednesday in Pine Grove Township, during which he allegedly attempted to die by unalive by cop. Andreas Riviera, 49, faces felony charges of kidnapping, fleeing an officer, and theft after police said he made Rachel Rossi, 21, of Lebanon, get into his vehicle near McDonald's. Around 2:40 p.m., May 29th, police were called to McDonald's to check on the defendant, whom Rossi was in the process of filing an application for a 302 involuntary emergency examination, according to court documents. Rossi told police that Rivera had indicated that he had a firearm and would go into the woods to make life better for everyone. Later that afternoon, a friend of Rossi's contacted state police on her behalf, saying Rossi was in the vehicle with Rivera. Rossi had sent messages indicating the defendant was making her get into his truck and that she doesn't feel safe at all, according to police. She also said the defendant was attempting unaliving by cop. Trooper Cole Wheel then observed the defendant's white Ford F-150 at the pilot center and activated his emergency lights and sirens. Will reported Rivera's vehicle made several slow passes through the area before fleeing west on Route 443. A high-speed chase ensued, with the defendant committing numerous traffic violations, according to police. The trooper deployed spike strips, which caused Rivera's truck to sustain a flat tire. However, the police said that Rivera drove back to McDonald's, stole the victim's car, and continued the pursuit. Police said the defendant eventually drove off the road and crashed into a wooded area near Oak Grove and Trumbo Roads in Pine Grove Township. Rivera then came out of the vehicle holding a black semi-automatic pistol, according to police. He pointed the gun at his head, his mouth, and his chest and yelled at troopers to unalive him. Police said they were able to get Rivera to unload the pistol and surrender peacefully. He was taken into custody shortly afterwards. Rivera, in addition to felony charges, faces 5 misdemeanor charges of reckless endangerment and 1 count of unlawful restraint. So here's where the article gives me the most information. And it's actually one of these last couple of lines in the article. Police filed charges against the defendant through the Office of Magisterial District Judge David J. Rossi of Tremont, but the judge recused himself. Recused means that the judge can't hear the case and has given it to another judge. A reason was not given, although the shared last names suggest the judge and the victim are related. The case was assigned to District Judge Andrew J. Serena of Orwigsburg, according to the recusal order filed by Schuylkill County President Judge Jacqueline Russell. So I thought that was interesting that the judge, David J. Rossi, had the same name as the woman who was involved in the situation. I thought maybe it was a coincidence, but I don't think this name is that common. So I did some more digging. So according to the article, this Rachel was 21 years old and lived in Lebanon. So I went on PAE docket to see what kind of charges this Rachel may have had pending or in the past. This is a screenshot of the search that I did, and it did pull up a couple of names, but specifically I was looking at the 2 that were in Lebanon County. So the Rachel Rossi that we are looking for got two charges in Lebanon County. But I wanted to make sure, because we were talking about a Rachel who was in Lebanon County and a Rachel that was in Pine Grove. And I wanted to make sure that we weren't, that I wasn't inverting, or I wasn't looking at two Rachels. I wanted to make sure that I wasn't looking at two different Rachels. So this is a download of the court record for this Rachel, who is 21 years old. She was born in 2003. The charges are just traffic violations, which most of us have. So that wasn't that interesting. But what was interesting to me is that this Rachel, her address is Pine Grove, PA. So this is the first time that I was able to connect this Rachel to Pine Grove. Next is a screenshot of an article that I found in the newspaper. And this is 2021 graduates' bios of Pine Grove High School. So I found Rachel's name and did the math. So she would be 21 right now if she graduated in 2021. And this Rachel is the daughter of David and Letitia Rossi. So this is how I was able to connect David J. Rossi, the magisterial judge, to whom I think is the 21-year-old Rachel Rossi. Here is just a little article that I found online that lists David J. Rossi as the magisterial district court's judge for that district. This district being in Tremont, PA, which is Pine Grove area. So it says the Magisterial District Court is located in Tremont, Schuylkill County, Pennsylvania, and is presided over by the Honorable Magisterial District Judge David J. Rossi. Judge Rossi's court covers Berry, Branch, Class, Eldridge, Foster, Fraley, Higgins, Hubley, Pine Grove, Porter, Riley, Tower City, Tremont Borough and Township, and Upper Manteigo in Washington. So that means that this judge is in the area of the 21-year-old Rachel Rossi. If there was an incident involving Rachel Rossi and another person that was being charged, it would go to this. If there was an incident with Rachel Rossi and another person, and that incident had charges attached to it, those charges would be tried in this court if it happened in Pine Grove, which according to the article, it did. That would be considered a conflict because the victim of the charges would be David J. Rossi's daughter. So he would be obligated to recuse himself. Lastly, I found this article. It is downloaded from the Republican Herald, published on May 17th of 2013. And if you scroll all the way down to the bottom of this article, it says that he is an experienced lawyer and that he has his family consists of wife Letitia, several other children, and Rachel. So what that means is this. Judge David J. Rossi, who is based out of Tremont and is a magisterial judge, has a daughter named Rachel Rossi. Rachel Rossi has found herself in some situations. It looks like this is the same Rachel Rossi who is suing the West Penn Police Department and former Chief James Bonner due to events that happened during an altercation and a 302 . It looks like the same Rachel Rossi that we've been talking about, who is the daughter of the judge, is also suing the former chief, James Bonner, and the West Penn Police Department over events that happened when the police had a 302 warrant for her. So right now, it looks like the civil case against the West Penn Police Department includes, right now, it looks like one of the parties in the civil case against the West Penn Police Department is the daughter of Judge Rossi in Tremont. I don't know where that leaves us right now. We'll have to continue to keep an eye on it. If you ask me and my limited knowledge, it looks like this still may be a conflict. And it smells a little bit too much like a coincidence to me. I don't know that the judge's daughter suing the West Penn Police Department is a good look while the judge is still an active judge. Well, the judge is still an active judge in that area. So if you've made it this far, thanks for traveling down this bumpy road with me. Please like, comment, and subscribe to this channel to help it grow. If you're listening on a podcast app, please rate, comment, and review. If you would like to donate, if you would like to support this podcast and this YouTube channel that is not quite monetized yet, you can Cash App PA Trench News. Most importantly, though, like commenting and subscribing and following along with this reporting is the best way to support this channel. Thank you.